Well, let me talk about Ken Dryden a little bit, and then we're going to hear a little bit from Ken Dryden. Managed to catch him, believe it or not, driving home. And I happened to be able to record a little segment that he did with Mitch Melnick from Team990.com, which is a great station to listen to from anywhere in the world. If you love hockey, you would love Mitch Melnick and the guys on Team990.com. So that's their little plug, because they have this great clip of Ken Dryden. And I got to tell you, one of the things that I really admired about him when he was making his speech, when they asked him about retiring his number, was he talked about his teammates. And he just said that it was such a wonderful experience, not necessarily winning all the Stanley Cups and all that hoopla, but being with the guys and the guys backing each other up and working as a team and just being one of the greatest teams in Montreal history. And of course, the other famous scene that people talk about is Ken Dryden leaning on a stick when Serge Savard goes behind the net and brings the puck out of his own zone from behind the net with the offense forechecking. And Ken Dryden was confident enough in Serge Savard and the rest of the guys that he knew they'd take it out of the zone, and he didn't even have to worry about it. That's the kind of guy Ken Dryden is, so I hope you enjoyed a clip I have. It's another insight into the gentleman, as they say, the politician now, and one of the greatest goalies who ever played for Montreal, who ever played in the NHL. So enjoy this clip.
Say that it was at the right moment. I think there were about 4 minutes to go in the game or something like that. And it was one of those moments that it was just weird. I mean, I can, you know, as my commentary there that you played of the puck going out to Keith Magnuson, and as he took the shot, I knew that you know that, and it was about almost the only time in my career that I knew what was going to happen next. And I knew that it was going to be a save, but there was going to be that rebound, and I started into making the save or the anticipated rebound before knowing, you know, for sure that there was going to be a shot. And so that's what gave me enough of a head start to be able to get my leg out in time for the Papin shot, and it just happened.
Papin had already raised the stick thinking the puck was going in. You nervous about Monday?
Yeah.
Come on, you're a politician. You're making speeches.
No. It's very emotional, it was when I first heard about it. It was the day that, you know, of the press conference. But then, you know, then the night is forever away. I mean, it's 3 months away or something, and it seems like forever. And then all of a sudden it is. It's that very special time, and you had a chance to invite back the people that, you know, by a certain age in your life, you know who the most important people are, and you just want them to be there, and they want to be there, you know, and so they're going to be there, and so it's going to be, I just hope I don't blither too much, that's all.
Ken Dryden, number 29, Monday night at the Bell Center. Thanks for taking the time doing this afternoon, Ken. Look forward to seeing you on Monday.
Thanks a lot, Mitch.